Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am getting an update from Snowline Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SGD, and on the OTCQB under the symbol SNWGF. I am chatting again with the CEO and director, Scott Burdall. Now, Snowline Gold focused in the Yukon with a handful of projects. The main one that a lot of the focus is on this year is, again, at the Rogue Project. And that Rogue Project includes the Valley Zone Discovery, as well as the Gracie Target. A few other targets that we're also going to be touching on. Starting off with the May 31st news release, the company just commenced an up to 18,000 meter drill program broadly at these Yukon projects. Now, this 18,000 meters planned on 5 targets using 4 drills. Before we dive into some of the nuanced targets here, Scott, just provide us an overview of this drill program for this year and the couple key goals that are outlined in that news release, please.
Yeah, so really, a lot of the drill program is picking up where we left off last winter when we left the Rogue Project for the season. We have 3 drills parked on site at Valley, and we're basically turning those back on and continuing to go after that target. And we're looking at bringing in a 4th drill as well to test other projects that aren't Rogue. But the key objectives on the Rogue Project are really to continue to advance the Valley discovery. I think that it's potentially a company making kind of a discovery. Like if you were to crop away the rest of our entire claims package and just focus on Valley, that's I would argue that a lot of our current market cap would be reflected in that price, or I would even argue that we might still be undervalued given what we're seeing at Valley. And so there's a clear path towards delineating, de-risking, and expanding on that discovery. And so we'll have 2 drills dedicated to that throughout the season. But at the same time, Valley is a terrific proof of concept for the gold potential of the broader district, and specifically of the Rogue Plutonic Complex, the cluster of intrusions that are right around Valley and within sort of a 20-kilometer or 30-kilometer radius of the site. And there's this whole cluster of intrusions. They have some great historical results. They have great geochemistry. We've seen a lot of interesting things out there in the work we've done so far. And so with Valley there, showing that the ingredients are there to make some really special gold deposits, we don't want to lose that thread. And so that's the other key thrust of our program this year, is to hopefully find another zone like it, or at least another zone of very interesting mineralization out there. And we think that there are a lot of chances to take here, a lot of targets that look really compelling. And so we'll be working on that. And then that 4th drill that I mentioned, I guess with those 3 drills, 75% plus of our attention is really going to be on Rogue this season. But we do have a big package of claims across the territory, and we have done a lot of work behind the scenes in advancing them. And so, we want to stay focused as a company, but there are a lot of really interesting targets that the next logical step is really to get a drill on them. And so I think that if we can advance these further and basically get a better understanding through drilling, and perhaps even get to a discovery hole on some of these other targets, I think that really opens up the optionality of our claim package going forward, and hopefully we can start to build value on the rest of what we have as well, which those who are familiar with Snowline will know that we built up this portfolio over more than 30 years of working in the Yukon, and so there are a lot of targets that are really primed and ready to go, and so we want to unlock some of that value if we can.
Now let's focus on that Valley zone and that discovery area, because just in that news release on May 31st, you even said that so far, I believe it's 10 of the first 14 core boxes you have observed visible gold. Now, that's roughly about 65 meters of drilling from this first hole at the Valley Zone. How are you going to go about attacking the Valley Zone? Is it going to be step outs? Is it going to be infill? What are you doing here with the drilling?
Yeah, it's essentially a mix of getting better information and infills and step outs, given how sparse our drilling was last year. In some cases, you can do both at the same hole, where we're delineating the high grade near surface corridor that we've found within Valley, which is likely to host the bulk or the vast majority of any potential resource there. We really don't know much about the geometry of that zone. We know a fair bit about it. We know some good dimensions in terms of length that we've seen it stretch over, and width, and so on. But where you sketch in those exact boundaries could potentially add a lot on the table. And so that's one thing that we're really excited with those initial results, to just see what looks like really good mineralization coming out of that first hole so quickly in an area that it was kind of a question mark as to would this be in the high grade zone or not. And so the drilling this year should do a lot will do a lot in terms of getting us a really concrete picture of what we have there, both through infilling, both understanding the controls of mineralization and the distribution of mineralization and just the broader three-dimensional geology of this polyphase intrusion, but also stepping out, doing some wildcat tests, testing the edge, seeing where it's open and chasing it. So it's really just at a sweet spot for a target where it's very exciting. There's a lot that we know to do there, and there are a lot of unknowns as well. And so we're going to have a good year.
Now, what about some of the other targets on the Rogue project? I already mentioned Gracie, but then June 1st, there was also an announcement that the company purchased a few claim blocks within and around this Rogue project. Are those also going to be drilled? Talk us through some of these other targets on this project, please.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, there's Gracie, and then and with the recent acquisition, we picked up a target called Reed, which we actually owned a fair bit of already. We had a great anomaly and some prospecting finds on our ground, but there's a little inholder block covering this little intrusion that's been known about for some time, and with some interesting historical drill results on that, there was a hole that was it returned 2.1 grams over 96 meters. Granted, these are historical results. We don't even know the assay method, but we do know from looking at the descriptions of the core that it sounds a whole lot like a lot of what we're seeing at Valley. So that's pretty encouraging. And for them to write those descriptions back in 1996 and for us to independently to go to another target in the vicinity and to basically make those same descriptions ourselves, it gives us a lot of confidence in, at least in the general fertility of that target. Yeah, and the factor here is that has us really compelled with the Valley, Gracie, and Reed in particular is that they're about equidistant. They cover about 9 kilometers or 10 kilometers in this east-west line, and they may well be related, just apophyses coming off the same deeper plutonic source. And, you know, if that's the case, then the fertility that we see at Valley and the dynamism of that intrusion from a geological standpoint could well be present in Gracie and in Reed. And they do talk about a polyphase nature at Reed. They talk about a porphyritic unit. And, you know, for any geologist listening to this, the porphyritic unit at Valley seems to be spatially related to some of the highest grades that we see. And it seems to be an important driver in really that kind of pumped up mineralization that we see there. And so to have that described at Reed already is exciting to us. And then the other, beyond the geological similarities and the proximity of them, I guess the other benefit of that proximity is the old saying that the best place to look for a mine is next to one. And so that ties in the geological similarity. And I'm jumping the gun with a very forward-looking statement, obviously calling Valley a mine. But you know, I guess the best place to look for a big deposit is near what looks like it could well be a big deposit. And so beyond the geological advantages there are the infrastructure advantages. And Valley does look to us like something that could cover a pretty substantial capex if need be, just based on its geometry, based on what looks like it would be a low strip ratio. It has this highest grades right near surface. You'd be, you know, mining multi-gram material from day one, potentially. And so if you have that covering your capex, then the bar is suddenly lowered for whatever else you need to find out there. And maybe you find something like Valley, maybe you find something better than Valley, but maybe you find something that's, you know, a half Valley or 0.25 Valley. And but even in that case, that's still fantastic because you have something pulling the weight, pulling the vehicle forward, and that's Valley. And so we're excited to find basically anything we can in the vicinity. But we do think the potential is there to have other deposits in the system that are like Valley or better.
Okay. Well, and to get a better understanding of where some of these targets lie and some of these new claim blocks, just look to that June 1st news release. The company has a map within there. Now, as much as we've talked about Rogue, and I know how Rogue is really the focus for the company, or at least the driver for the company, you are going to be testing some other projects with that fourth drill. You're calling it a phase one drill program on three or more of these projects. You outline the Tosh project, Cliff project, Rainbow project, and Olympus project. You want to give us any more details on any of these here, Scott?
So that drill will go on a tour of these. And as I mentioned, you know, these are projects that we've been building over, over decades before we launched Snowline. And, And a lot of these, just like Einarsson and just like Rogue, hadn't seen much for drilling or hadn't seen any drilling prior to us moving in. And so we did a lot of work just advancing targets last year, and some of them have really stood up the test of boots on the ground and more sampling. And the next logical step in their progression is to drill them. And so this drill will be going out, and we'll be answering questions with it, and hopefully making a discovery or two. But Tosh is in the southwest Yukon. It's in a terrain similar to the White Gold District, which is a couple hundred kilometers to the north of it. But it's an area that really got skipped by that whole rush. And yet the geological setting, both in terms of the stratigraphy, but also the broader setting as far as tectonics and plutonism go, are quite similar to what you see around the Coffee area. And so and on top of that, you know, we have some very big prospecting discoveries. This was an area that my dad was prospecting in, I think, as far back as 1988. And yeah, it's a project we never optioned out. And in the most recent surge of exploration, we did our own work there and came up with these pretty large soil anomalies, two large trends that are at least 2 kilometers each of varied almost golden soils, as well as another zone that we'll likely put a drill on near one of those trends. And so, yeah, it's exciting. It's, you know, it's a project that we can only go out and sample so many more times before we ultimately have to just pull the trigger and test it. And similar with Cliff, another orogenic target. The rocks there are a little bit different and closer to what you see around Juneau, which of course has been a prolific gold camp for a long time. And then a little bit closer to home, or at least closer to Rogue, our Rainbow target is a reduced intrusion related gold target. Another prospecting discovery of my father's that has been with the family for a long time. And, you know, I have a lot of memories from Tosh and Rainbow and these projects. So it'll be good to finally advance into this stage, as we've done with Rogan, as we've done with Einarsson. And then, of course, Olympus, that was formerly Golden Ole, which we acquired from Strike Point last year. And we've yet to get boots on the ground there, but it does have a lot of really intriguing targets just from the overall geology and the geochemistry that we acquired, as well as the magnetics that we acquired from the vendor. And yeah, we're keen to get boots on the ground there, and we'll see how much we really like the targets when we get out there, but we certainly like what we see so far. And so it's ground that we would have staked, and it's ground that we are, you know, thinking hard about drilling. So it'll be exciting to watch these programs unfold, and yeah, we have a good team on top of it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's exciting being at finally that drill-ready stage because, well, you know how much investors want to see drill results as well. Before I get you out of here then, Scott, quick update. What's the overall budget for this program, this up to 18,000 meters, and how much money does the company have in the bank?
Yeah, so just on that up to it, it's more like 18,000 plus. It'll depend on just how much drilling we can get done in the window from now to mid-October. We've got about 40 million, a little more than 40 million in the bank right now. And so we have a pretty good runway to do a lot of work. And so just the length of the season is our main constraint at this point. And we'll see how much drilling we can squeeze out of these drills between now and then. But we are confident that we can get through at least 18,000 meters. And ultimately, depending on how much we get up to, we're looking at spending about half of that budget, maybe a little more than half of that budget this season. At the end of the day, you know, we're still well financed for an aggressive season going into 2024 and through 2024 for that matter as well. So yeah, we're excited to kick things off, and we're just going to try to do as much as we can and advance things as much as we can with the time that we have now.
All right, Scott, again, thank you very much for this update. If anybody listening has any follow-up questions, please email me and I will get Scott to address those. And well, Scott, I guess keep us up to date when you start getting some of these drill results back, please.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot, Corey.